Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Mrs. Sam Sorbo. Did I pronounce that correct?
Very good.
Yes, thank you, Sorbo. Okay, and we're going to discuss your book, They're Your Kids, An Inspirational Journey from a Self-Doubter to a Homeschool Advocate.
That's me.
That is you.
It's a lot of us, actually. The self-doubters is a lot of us.
Yes. It's so appropriate for us to be discussing this today because I will have people listening and they're going, I don't know if I should homeschool or if I shouldn't homeschool. So you're going to share your journey. And I just like to point my listeners to your website, which is theyouryourkids.com.
Or samsorbo.com, either one.
Or Sam Sorbo. And that's spelled S-O-R-B-O.
Right.
Yes, samsorbo.com, either one. Here we go. So how did it all begin?
My husband's an actor. He played Hercules for many years on the number one show in the world for a while. And then he did another show. And during that show, we had children. So I had three kids. And he got a role in Soul Surfer, which was the story of Bethany Hamilton, who lost her arm to the shark.
Yes.
It's a faith-friendly movie. And we were so thrilled that he got it, but it shot for 3 weeks or 4 weeks in Hawaii. And I said, well, I'm not going to pass up a trip to Hawaii. So I brought the kids to Hawaii and lo and behold, discovered that I was homeschooling them. But the problem was I didn't like what I was teaching them. I was given all of this busy work by the school. And my son actually said, Mommy, my teacher doesn't make us do this in class. She gave me the stuff that they kind of skipped over in class. And I'm going, well, why am I doing this? And so I pulled out a pad and paper and I started just going through some routine math. I love math. So I started going through some routine math problems and discovered actually it's kind of fun. There was another incident that happened where the school just completely let me down. My son had been in that class, second grade, for 5 months. It turned in a book report every month and I'd never gotten any word back. And I was in the classroom. I was one of the helpful moms. I was the volunteer mom. I taught art in the class and I helped the teacher. So one day I was in the classroom after school helping the teacher clean up. And I said, by the way, how are Brain's book reports? And without batting an eye, she said, oh, not very good. And I was shocked because I'd talked to her at least two or three times a week.
Yeah.
Up until that point. And I said, well, what's wrong with them? And she showed me a good book report. And of course, I realized right away his book report's really not good. But as a first-time mom, you don't know what is good or bad. Where's mm-hmm. the bar, right? So I went home and I started doing book reports with him every day after school. And I went, I'm homeschooling. And frankly, I didn't like the little form that they had for the book report. Write one sentence about this chapter. You know, I don't know. It just, yes. It struck me as not adequate.
Yes.
And so at the end of second grade, I said to Kevin, I think I want to try homeschooling. We'll do it for a semester and we'll see how it goes. And for a semester, it's no great loss. For a family to try it for a semester, if they don't do any schooling over the semester, the kid goes back in school, he won't be behind. He might need to catch up a little bit, but it's not like he's going to be, you know, left behind,
yes.
right?
Right.
So we tried it for a semester and never looked back. It was the greatest decision that I've made regarding my family since I got married. I mean, it's just the benefits of homeschooling outweigh any of the perceived negatives that anybody has, honestly. So that's why I advocate. And I wrote my book. The first part of the book is why you should homeschool. And it's basically documenting the failure of our public education system. I don't go into Christian schools. I support Christian schools. I'm really specifically targeting our public institutions. And there's a good reason for that. But the second part of the book details my experience and how I got it done. And you're not going to be perfect, but I'll tell you something. The bar is so low. The bar that's raised by our public education system. Mm-hmm. We're graduating kids who can't read. I'm telling you, the bar is so low that if you just preserve the parent-child bond of your family, you're ahead of the game.
So Do you have friends that do unschooling? Because that is a that is an actual type of
I know
homeschooling.
When I first started, I met an unschooler, and I was like, "You what?" She's like, "Well, we just don't pursue anything. He's just free to do whatever he wants all the time." I'm like, "And that's working how?" Like, so, okay. I'm not an advocate of unschooling, but I did ask her. I said, "Well." Because I was new to it, right? So the first two questions are, what about socialization? And the second question is, what about math? And I'd already settled in my head, I didn't want my kids to be little socialists. So the socialization question was done. But as for the math question, I said, well, what about math? She goes, oh, you're going to ask me, what about math? Well, the fact is that if he decides to go to college and he needs math, he'll learn it. And I went, okay, that's interesting. Now, my take on unschooling has changed, has evolved, I suppose you should say, a little bit. I don't really believe in unschooling. I think children need to be inspired and guided, right? But at the same time, the goal of education is to teach the child how to teach themselves.
That's right.
And so the unschooling is basically relying on the child to teach himself how to teach himself. So there's an odd sort of logic behind it that I can't quite grasp because I'm too much of a control freak to ever go that way, right? But I can't fully criticize it either. That's where I stand.
So you have three children.
I do.
And what grades are they in?
So I have a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old and an 11-year-old. They're about 2 years apart.
Yeah, so you are a veteran.
Oh, does that qualify
that
me as
does.
A
veteran? That does.
I thought I only become a vet when I'm done homeschooling.
No. So you have someone that's in high school.
Yes.
Or just about in high school.
Well, he's homeschooled, so.
Yeah, he's homeschooled. And you're in what state?
California. He'd be the equivalent of 10th grade this year.
Do you academically... homeschooling children usually are advanced
compared to public school
kids, like I said,
that's not a very high bar, so
well, that being said, would you want him to finish high school or
oh, that's a great question. He will finish early because he's already he ended up being a grade ahead because I chose to homeschool, and then by the time I joined Classical Conversations, so I do Classical Conversations, which is a national education initiative. It's a group. It's like a co-op, basically.
Yes.
And by the time he was ready for sixth grade, by the time he was age appropriate for sixth grade, he had basically completed all the work. And so we moved him into what they use as their seventh grade. Kind of a year early. It was not my intention to do that, but so and that is one of the problems that's intrinsic in our schools is that it's age related.
Yeah.
And it's a problem for the schools because some kids just don't mature or achieve at the age that is what we consider normal, and other kids of course advance. And so if you manage to put your child who is slightly behind into a classroom where most of the kids are achieving, right? Then your child is the one who feels like, I'm just inadequate. And they will carry that sense of inadequacy through the rest of their lives. It's such a disservice that we do to our kids. So I have friends who their child was aged into the older grade, but was not thriving. And thank goodness for her, she saw that and she said, you know what? I'm going to switch schools and switch grades. She did a little switcheroo. So instead of going from fifth grade in one school over Christmas to fifth grade in a different school, she went from fifth grade in one school, and after Christmas, he was in fourth grade in a different school.
Yeah.
And don't you know, he started to super achieve.
Yes.
And be the top of his class.
Yes.
And he'll carry that kind of self-confidence throughout the rest of his life. So I think that's such a great story. But my kid's early. He's not the youngest in his group where we homeschool, but he's on the young level, but he's certainly achieving.
Yeah.
And so when he, you know, quote unquote graduates, will he go directly to college? Probably not.
Yeah. My parents had the same thing with me. I was homeschooled way back when through the 10th grade.
So that was when it was really brave.
Yes. And so what they did is, I mean, you know, any of the traditional homeschool curriculum they gave me. I just blah, blah, blah. You know, I just loved doing school, so I just do it and it'd be done. Okay, give me right. the next one. So, they, yeah, so they came to the, you know, now I was ready to go. I was, you know, age appropriate for ninth grade, but I'd finished 10th grade.
Right.
And so they did. They just said, well, this is going to be the year, Rose, that you can pursue your own interests.
Sure. So there's plenty to learn out there.
Yeah, I taught myself to play the piano. I taught myself to sew, and I did every single recipe in the cookbook.
That's awesome.
And it was just a fun, right. and I read tons of right. books, yeah. read all the Greek anthologies, and just, you know, anything I could get my hands on, I just read and read, practically read the whole library. It was a great experience. Their thought was, we don't want to shoot her into college,
right.
even though, you know, by the time you're a girl, you look the part of maybe a college student.
I know too many stories of young people who were like super smart, going to college early, and it did not help them because
yes.
socially it is too difficult.
Oh, I have so many more questions to ask. I'm talking to Mrs. Sam Sorbo. She is a homeschool advocate, and there's not a whole lot of those that go on the record. I'm so glad you're here with us today.
Thank you.
Sam, you are a advocate, and you have written this book, They're Your Kids. You can go to her website. You can go to samsorbo.com. You can go to theyreyourkids.com, and you can get the book, They're Your Kids. And you know, they're your kids, whether you have to send them to traditional school or whether you can homeschool them. You still are the most important educator in that child's life. And the goal, as you mentioned before, is we want children to become self-managers and self-educators as far as love to learn. And I think that you're right about our public system as a whole institutionalizing just prepares children for an institutionalized life. And I think our so many systems in the United States point that out. Anyway, back on top. We had just been talking about your oldest child and what you would do academically. They might be ready for college, but what are your plans mm-hmm. as they are, you know, academically going that direction, but yet you don't want to thrust them into that atmosphere, that collegiate university party atmosphere until they're, you know, mature.
Isn't it sad you had to add party into that?
Yes.
And you do.
Yes.
You do. I don't disagree with it. It's a,
yes.
it's a apt summation. So yeah, it's a way to put our children in debt with very little payoff.
Yes.
And so I approach college very, very carefully. I think, yeah, you have to go to college if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer. You need some sort of accreditation. But if you want to be a graphic designer or a video game manufacturer, or then you should be shy about college and really be circumspect in your approach. Steve Jobs gave a commencement address years ago to, I think it was Stanford, where he told them that they were losers if they graduated college. We know Steve Jobs did not graduate college, neither did Bill Gates. I don't think Richard Branson graduated college. Like, if you want to be taught to think within a box, go to a box, right?
That's
but these
right.
days, it's so easy to hack your education online. There's so many resources available to you. I have a friend who's sending his daughter to some very costly accounting program at a very well-respected university. And he went online the other day and he found the college course that she was taking online for $200. And he's going, wait, I'm spending how much money
yeah.
for her to go to college? So I think in this country, we really need to take a completely different approach to education, because our education system is failing. They've admitted it. We've had 9 overhauls of public education in 27 years. That's one every 3 years. So either they're completely inept or their definition of success is different than
yeah.
ours, right? And I would say it's the latter.
Yeah.
They've implemented Common Core as a way to sort of cure the ills of our education system, and they never tested it.
Yes, and if you really unpack Common Core, which I have, I've actually studied the standards within it, it actually lowers the bar. It's a lot less than what...
Yeah, so one example of that is instead of teaching algebra in eighth grade, they've moved it to ninth grade. So now what used to be an eighth grade math class is ninth grade. And I'll tell you something. 200 years ago, it wasn't eighth grade. That was like a sixth grade math class.
Yes.
So it's only getting worse. And the reason is because government does not benefit from an educated populace. So why don't they teach civics in class anymore? They don't teach civics anymore. They've replaced it with, I don't know, sex education or something. As if that needs an education, as if you can't figure that, things out on your own. But civics, they're not teaching anymore. And the reason is because our government was created by the people, of the people and for the people, right?
Yes.
And that doesn't serve government if government serves itself,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right. I mean, we the people in a republic are supposed to be the kings and the government is, but anyway, that's another show. So the next child that you have.
Yes, my middle child.
Your middle child. And do they ever remind you that they're the middle child?
No, he's like the perfect middle child.
Oh, wow.
He's easygoing. His still waters run deep, I would say. Yeah, he was 12 pounds, 6 ounces at birth.
Wow, you look so tiny and petite. What grade is he in?
So he's the equivalent of seventh grade now. And I tutor. So in classical conversations, they have a structure whereby one parent steps up and becomes a tutor for a class of 12 or fewer. It's a seminar class once a week. You meet for the whole day and you go through 6 different strands of learning. And then the other 4 days of the week, the parents take over and supervise the education of their children. And
okay.
I love this program.
Yes, it sounds wonderful. Now, can they learn more about this program on your website?
Yeah, and I go into it a little bit in my book. The book's not an advertisement for that. I also, there are other curricula that I go into in the book that I pursue, that I enjoyed.
Yes.
And so, if anybody's interested, they can certainly find that out. But I have to say, I was so blessed. My first child was moving into seventh grade, and I kept asking, well, who's the tutor going to be? And the director of the program in my area kept looking at me and smiling and saying, I don't know, I'm praying about it. I'm sure somebody's going to step up who's really good. And I seriously didn't get the joke. Like, I had no idea that she was, like, talking about me. So I finally I decided to jump in feet first. And it was kind of scary because you think, you know, 12 seventh graders who are going to look at me like, what do I know? But the fact is that the program is prefaced on the fact that the parent is the lead learner. And in fact, the parent leader is not the teacher, is the tutor. So it kind of takes a little bit of the burden off and puts you in the position of showing them how to learn. And that's what we do as parents. We model for our children. That's why they say, that's why, you know, the adage is do as I do, not as I say, right? Or do as I, right? Do as I say, not as I do, because kids will follow what you do.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was teaching Latin. I'd never studied Latin. So I was the lead learner. And they would ask a question. I'd say, so where are we going to go to find the answer to this question? Because I had to figure it out myself. So I just did it out loud and showed them how to teach themselves and answer their own questions. And it was very exciting for me.
Now, do you do the same thing with your youngest child?
So my youngest is also in classical conversation. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
They have different... Yes, absolutely. And it's, you have to go online, look at the program and see what they do, what the whole thing is. But yeah.
Now, do they embrace technology?
Oh, my kids love tech. Oh, yeah.
So that's the
classical
part
conversations
of...
does not promote the use of technology. They like the stick in the sand kind of teaching methods. So in the classroom, we don't use any tech really. But if you're asking if my kids go on, you know, YouTube, technology is a tremendously useful tool, but a tool can also be a weapon and
yes,
dangerous,
that's true.
Right? So do I use knives in the kitchen? Of course I use knives to cut things, but do my kids use knives to, I don't know. No, they don't, you know, I'm not even going to go there, but so you just have to be careful with the technology and how it's used. And my son wanted to figure out how to cut styrofoam neatly. And so he actually built an electric wire cutter for styrofoam. It heats the wire and the heated wire cuts through the styrofoam like a hot knife through butter. And I'm looking at it going, how did you do that? Oh, Mom, there's a YouTube video. okay, if that's the way you learn it. And he did it. And he's done other things like that. I just find it amazing. There's a TED Talk with a young boy who talks about how to hack your education. And I think the kid's like 12. And you look at him and you go, okay, so he's a little prodigy. He's a genius, right? But he went online and he studied neurophysics or whatever. There are lots of different ways to do it. I have a friend who was homeschooling because her son is so advanced. At the age of like 9, he was taking linear algebra at the local college. But so, and I go into this in my book, because I was so filled with self-doubt. And why was I filled with self-doubt? Because I'm a product of our education system.
Mm-hmm.
Your self-doubt is actually the culmination of the years of study that you had in public education. They taught you to think that you're incapable.
Mm-hmm.
So I was filled with self-doubt. So I found a little Christian school that pursued classical methodology, and I enrolled my kids. And I brought my kids, and they assessed them that day. And they came to me. I told them, Shane is advanced in math because he loves math. And I know that he's like a math whiz, right? But he's slow in reading because we have this offset where we think that if you're a reader, you're not a math person.
Yeah.
If you're a science person, you're not literary, which is completely bogus. It's completely wrong. But I told them that. She went and tested him. And I had been working with Shane on his reading because he really was not a very good reader. And this is his mother speaking, right? And she came back and she said, you're right, he's advanced in math. He was going into second grade. He's advanced in math. He's reading at a third or fourth grade level. No, sorry, he's advanced in math. He's doing math at a fourth grade level. He's reading at a fifth grade level, though. And I literally looked at her with this blank, and I said, so I'm the one with the problem? And she said, bless her heart, she said, yeah, kind of. So we hold ourselves to this extraordinary bar it simply doesn't exist.
Yes.
Yeah. And wouldn't you know, because I was already down that path, I enrolled the kids. They lasted 6 weeks, and then I pulled them out. And after 6 weeks, they had destroyed his love of math.
Yeah.
He sat at the table. I didn't appreciate.
Yes.
It wasn't living up to my standard. And so I pulled them out. I sat down to do math with him the first day we were back at school with me,
mm-hmm.
and he started crying. And I said, what's going on? He said, I don't want to. I don't like it. I don't want to. And I'm like, what did they do to you? And so we took 2 weeks off from math. I said, you know what? We'll put the math away. We don't have to do it. And 2 weeks later, I opened it back up again, and I said, here, let's just do this one thing. And slowly, he learned again that he loved math.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm so sad.
So homeschool
sad.
Your kids. That's
yes.
my final. Get my book. It's
yes.
not as hard as you think. It's so much more of a blessing than you can ever imagine.
Yes.
It creates family bonds, and it's the most amazing gift you will give your family. And
yes.
it's the most important relationship. Look, the father-child relationship, right? God the Father, we the children, is the most important relationship.
Yes.
Well, where do you think child to parent falls
yes.
on that scale?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then individual to government, where is that on that scale?
Yes. Yes. Well, we've been talking to Mrs. Sam Sorbo and her book, They're Your Kids. You can go learn more at the website, theyreyourkids.com. And we have one last thing to say, and that's God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.